Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. It is Tuesday, the 20th of April, and we've got a cooler day here in Southern Illinois, but hey, love of God is warm. It is on fire today. That's what we talked about today. It was the love of God and went through a lot of scriptures, but I just felt like this is a powerful weapon in our life, is the love of God. And the love that Jesus wants to reveal through us. So that's where we're going to start. And let's just start with prayer. So Heavenly Father, we love you. Father, we want to agape love you. We want to love you the way that you have loved us. We want to grow in our love. We want fresh revelation of your love and the love that you want to pour through us. And that love would just touch your heart, God. Would you grow that in us? Open our eyes, Heavenly Father, to what real love is. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for starters, Word of God says, 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. So our Heavenly Father sets the standard for love. He has loved first. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die on a cross and to shed his blood, that whoever would believe in him should not perish and go to hell, but shall have eternal life, forever. Not only when we die, but even in this life as well. We have eternal life. God just shed his love abroad in our hearts that we might know him. So the Father set the standard by meeting our greatest need, which is the need for salvation, forgiveness, and reconciliation, protection from eternal destruction. That's true love. Yeah, getting others saved, getting us saved. And I think a lot about Jesus's love. And the thing that came to mind today is, how he struggled in the garden to the point of bloodshed before going to that cross. The hematidrosis, I believe is what it's called, where the stress level was so great that blood came through the pores of his skin. And how he struggled and wrestled with going to the cross. But the Bible says he was without sin. And he obeyed the Father, because to not obey that command to go to the cross would have been sin, because he would have been stepping outside of the will of the Father for his life. But instead, the Son of God wanted to fully obey the Father. But I'll tell you what, obedience is hard if you don't know that you're loved. And I mean, sometimes we can flesh it out. Sometimes we can obey God simply because it's the right thing to do. But man, when we get a revelation of love and when we connect our hearts with love, I believe it was his love that enabled Jesus to get to the cross. And it was his love for you and me. It was his love for the world. It's love for the lost. And I see this in the passage of scripture in Mark chapter 8, when Jesus was sharing with his disciples that he was going to be going to Jerusalem, he would be rejected by the leaders there, he would be killed, and he would rise on the third day. Peter came up to him and rebuked him and said, "No, Lord, these things shall never happen to you." And the Bible says in this passage in Mark 8 that Jesus turned and looked at his disciples. He just gave him a good look. And then he turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." And I believe it was in this looking at his disciples and the love that he had for them that connected him to that place of obedience to go to the cross. And Jesus looked upon us and he loved us. He wanted us to have eternal life. So one of the songs that we had today by Jason Gray, it had this lyric that really stood out to me. It says, "God put a million, million doors in this world for his love to walk through. And one of those doors is you. And what I experienced, it was just like the love of God coming down into me and then flowing out. And that's what we were meant to be. We were meant to be conduits of his love, filling up on his love. And 1 John 4:11. Let's stay connected here to the Word of God. It says, brothers and sisters, beloved ones, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And that's what God wants. He wants his love to flow into us and through us to others. Now, I've loved people out of obligation. I've loved them out of duty or because I wanted to obey God and I knew it was what he wanted, so I did the right thing. Maybe not necessarily feeling the love. But I want you to know that, you know, yes, there are times that we will love out of our own strength, but how much more powerful is it when we love through the power of the Holy Spirit? I mean, when we actually experience the love of God coming into us and flowing out through us, I believe that's the love that transforms people because they get to encounter the love of God through us. They're not encountering us. Maybe when we're loving in our strength, maybe somehow they can encounter the love of God. They might be encountering us. We really want them to encounter God in that love. And I believe that's the power that changes people. I believe that's the way the Father wants to love through us, is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:19. I love this verse because Paul prayed this amazing prayer. It begins around verse 14, but verse 19 says that you may know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So when it says that you may know the love of Christ, that word know is not just head knowledge. It actually means to experience. We know it because we've experienced it. We've experienced the love of God. We've experienced the fullness of God, and we've felt it going out of us to another person. We've seen that look on their face that they get when they've encountered the love of God, something that they weren't used to encountering. God wants us to know that. He wants us to experience that kind of love and that power of his love touching others. He wants other people to experience that kind of love as well. It's chapter one. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude. It's verse 21. And that's that little book right before Revelation. FYI, it's actually written by Jesus's half-brother. But verse 21, he instructs us to keep ourselves in the love of God. And I mean, I know that, you know, life happens. I mean, we get distracted. We've got things we've got to do. We have things that come up suddenly. We're running here and there. And, you know, sometimes we can stress and it's like, oh, I feel disconnected from the love of God. Actually, you're not. You know, his arms are always open. But, you know, just abiding in that awareness of his love, no matter what happens throughout our day, I believe that's how one of the ways he wants us to grow, you know, is just believing and knowing that his love never leaves us, never forsakes us. And man, if we need to come running back into his arms, to sometimes we get drained, you know, sometimes we pour it all out. Sometimes things are competing for our affection and our attention. We just have to keep going back to the Father. Just keep running back into that place of his presence, connecting with his love. But how we can keep ourselves in the love of God, I believe, is found in John 15, verses 9 and 10, where Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. See, there it is. Stay and remain in that place. And then he tells us how. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So obedience to what he teaches us, to what he tells us. And sometimes that's general, you know, to what the Word of God says. Sometimes it's specific to us, maybe to our area of weakness, to our own bent. You know, we have things that easily trip us up. we have things that easily trip us up, but if we will stay in that place of obedience to what he has taught us, we remain in his love. Okay. So, something that has just been fresh and new in my life concerning the love of God, it has to do with the unity with the body of Christ. And my Philippians passage has run away. Okay, let me get over to Philippians 2. I mean, this is not a new thing, but sometimes God takes us to another level. Sometimes he resurrects it again in our life and it's fresh and new. This is verses 1 and 2 of Philippians 2. It says, therefore, if there's any consolation or encouragement in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And I read this differently this time, where it's like God is saying, hey, if you're experiencing in the body of Christ encouragement and consolation, if you're experiencing the love of God with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and if there's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, affection and mercy, then you can trust that that's where I want you to be unified with the body of Christ. And that was just really, really huge for me. Maybe it was just, you know, some of the old, my own things that I was going through, but it was like, you can trust. You can trust me in this place to love here. You can trust me in this place to be unified here, in spite of your differences even. And that was one of the things I believe I had to trust in, is that even if I disagree with the person, I am free to value the person and value the relationship over the differences. And so I just bless you with that as well. Jesus said in John chapter 13, he says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You see, we've had differences with God, okay? And he's right. We're the ones that have to get around to his way of thinking, but he's loved us even in spite of the differences we have with him, those places where we haven't even been perfected yet. Our blind spots, the things that we don't even see yet that he sees, and he's still continuing to love us and to fill us and to pour out his Spirit into us, even though we are not 100% there, okay? So he kind of is saying, you got to do that with each other, okay? Your brothers and sisters, there may be differences. Love them. Value the relationship over the differences. Be unified, okay? And then the next verse, Jesus said, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. You know, when the world sees us loving each other this way, they see a love that they can't find in the world. The world gets mad at each other and offended at the differences. I mean, that's just the way the world is going around the clock right now, 24/7, offended and bickering and complaining. But man, when we display God's kind of love, especially within our church community, it's evidence to the world that we love each other, that God loves us and that our God is real. We are his disciples. So it just kept on getting better as I went through the radio program. It's a brand new song out by We the Kingdom. It's called Child of Love. And I had asked Brian to program that in. And so it finally came up towards the end of my program. And oh my gosh, as I was listening, just encountering the love of God, the Father said, give yourself fully to God. Oh my goodness. If you think about how God has loved us, he has given himself fully. He has held nothing back from us. He bankrupted heaven to give us his son. He gave us the very best. He fully loved us. says that Jesus loved his disciples all the way to the end, fully loved them. And when we will love God that way, when we will give ourselves fully to him, man, that's when we experience freedom. We experience his fullness. Okay? Jesus lived this way, and he wants us to live like Jesus did, giving our lives fully to him. See, sometimes we want to hold back. You know, it's like, okay, God, I'll give you this, this, and this, but I want to hold back this one or two things for myself. I don't want to give that over to you. That's not giving ourselves fully to God. Or maybe it's our time. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you this time, and then I'm going to check out and do my own thing. No, that's, he wants us to stay connected. And for me, even, you know, being present with God in the moment, no matter what I'm going through, that's one of the places that I need to grow, is just being more aware of his presence in every moment that I go through, even the stressful ones, and to walk by the Spirit daily. So, giving ourselves fully to him. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all of your doings, all your activities, all your time, all your affections, because he's really worthy of it all. And so just staying connected, that walk in the Spirit by his love, being present with him. And that's when we can truly carry to the world what we were meant to carry. It's the love of God. That's what we want. So I bless you today. I just pray that you continually encounter the love of God daily. Daily encounter his love. Know that he never departs from you. The Holy Spirit stays with you. The Bible says that his love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who is given to us. The Bible says that nothing can separate us from his love. But yet he tells us, you know, abide in my love, abide in my commandments, give yourself fully. Okay? Because he wants to pour himself into us in a greater way. So I bless you today. Just get filled up with the love of God. May you experience that love flowing out of you to others. Until next time.